One of the items okayed this week by the State Budget Conference Committee resurrects the idea of letting Ashley Furniture fill a 14-acre wetland near the company plant in Trempealeau County without getting a DNR permit. The courts removed the Ashley deal from a previous budget bill, but the Ashley exemption has been reworded in a way its backers contend would survive another court challenge. Environmental groups are blasting the Democrats and Republicans who support the Ashley plan. Derek Stroll of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says giving a break to Ashley Furniture would threaten other wetlands and throw mud on the democratic process.
If we all say, well, if we fill a wetland here and fill a wetland there, it won't make any difference. But after we all fill in a little bit of wetlands, we create a cumulative impact all over the state. That's just the wetland impact. The impact to our democracy is that somebody with a lot of money has persuaded, with that money, the authorities to grant special exemptions to the rules.
Stroll says Ashley executives have donated money to key legislators and Governor Scott McCallum. The Wetlands Association says McCallum should remember his promise to protect small, isolated wetlands across the state and veto the Ashley language. If the governor doesn't sink the Ashley exemption, green groups say they'll fight the company's plan at the federal permitting level. And there could be another lawsuit filed before the furniture company could fill the wetland. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.